Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 10 years. Rick is the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want, which is my constant lament around my operation. And also Beyond the Wall of Resistance. And that's another outstanding book of his. And he's the guy, Rick's the guy who first told us, you can't just accept change. You can't just recognize change. You can't just manage change. You have to lead change. And folks, that was not just advice 10 years ago. That was a prophecy that you and I have to embrace today more than ever before. And Rick Maurer, I appreciate you telling us that all those years ago.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for saying that.
It was good advice, and I haven't, and let me tell you something, I talk about it all the time, when you're not here, and sometimes I even give you attribution.
No.
Yeah, occasionally, yeah, I do. Hey, Rick, recently you did some research on the role that senior leaders play in making change happen in organizations. Folks, he's isolated the top of the pyramid, so to speak, or maybe the bottom of the inverted pyramid, however you want to say it. He's isolated these very important people in this study. And Rick, I want you to tell us about it.
Sure thing. And by the way, even though I was working with larger organizations, I think the lessons apply equally well to small business. And what happened is there was a period in November where I was doing about 2 weeks of just back-to-back work with different planning teams and organizations. I mean, it was an incredible schedule. And it was here and in Europe. And one thing I noticed is that when the most senior leader was in the room, the conversation was not only different, it was better. And I started thinking about, yeah. I mean, so it isn't like people...
I thought you were going to say the opposite, really.
Well, I know. I mean, that and getting to do so many, you know, engagements just back to back with no rest, I started to see this pattern. And so I thought, well, I'm going to test that. And so I did this survey, and I asked people to think about either the best, you know, a change that was wildly successful or one that failed miserably in their organization, and then answer the questions accordingly. And one of And I can tell you some of the specifics, but the good news is, the good news is, first of all, my assumptions were correct, so that always makes you happy.
Congratulations.
When you do something. Thank you. I was amazed.
The rest of us suspect, though, Rick.
I know. But, you know, one thing that stood out to me is that there was a real distinct pattern between the organizations that were doing successfully, and this distinct pattern between those where the changes had failed. But the big learning was there was very little difference in the scores. There was a 7-point scale. There was about a 2-point difference between the best and the worst. In other words, you only have to be tweaking some things to get better at what you're doing.
So, wow, that's a thin margin between success and failure, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, it really blew me away.
Isn't it?
It's on one hand it's scary. On the other hand,
that doesn't leave much room in the middle for mediocrity, does it?
No, I don't know what we're going to do for work. Right? It's just like
I know. that's frightening for a mediocre guy like me.
I aspire to get to mediocre. But then I take a nap and it goes away.
Yeah.
Actually, what gives me hope about that is, first of all, none of the low scores were like down at zero. So the worst organizations weren't at like, they'd never do this, they'd never do that. They were doing some of it, which means if the organizations paid more, those leaders paid more attention to some of the things that they already are doing, like they actually go out and water that garden, they probably could make some significant positive changes without a whole lot of effort. It isn't like you've got to, you know, you did everything, you know, at version A, now you've got to move all the way over to Z. I think it's really taking a look at, you're already moving in the right direction in many cases. You've just got to do more of those things. So.
Give us, I've got 15 seconds. Give us an example about what one of those things might be.
Yep. One is, in the successful changes, the leadership, the leaders demonstrated trust in the people they delegated to. In other words, they were interested and curious in hearing the points of view of those people and giving them responsibility to make good decisions.
Knowing that they were trusted made the people more engaged. Very powerful. Rick, hang on to that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend Rick Maurer. More of this to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
On your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.